Hey, welcome to the Dimmock Project podcast, volume number two. Today I want to talk a little bit about the traditions. I haven't come under fire yet when it comes to Dimmock, but I know that I'm going to come under fire for my views on it, which is okay. That's, you know, part of the world. If you have a slightly different look on something, quite often it's not accepted. Sometimes it is. Just depends. tradition in the martial arts is an interesting thing, and I'm going to tell you myself and my particular view. There's no such thing as tradition anywhere. Tradition is the process of an evolution. Right? Back when I was a kid, the Green Hornet came out. I think I was 6 years old when the Green Hornet came out. But martial arts black belts were few and far between, and they were typically feared by anyone who knew about them. There was all sorts of folklore, of course, that surrounded it, you know, about them having to identify themselves as lethal weapons and all these types of things. And in actuality, none of that was true, at least not in Canada. I don't know about the US, but none of that was true. You've never been required to identify yourself. But many people have stuck to that dogma, right? And they scream and they tout tradition and things like that. But it reminds me of a very interesting story, story of the Christmas ham. Wife is making dinner. The family's all coming over for Christmas dinner. And as she's in the kitchen, she's about to put the ham in the oven. And she cuts off both ends of the ham. She puts it into the pan, and she puts it in the oven. Her husband looks at her and says, "By the way, why do you cut the ends off the ham?" And his wife replies, "You know, I really don't know. Mom always did it that way, so that's why I do it that way." And he goes, "Oh, okay." And she says, "You know, that is a good question. Let's call Mom and find out what she's got to say." So they call her mother, and her mother says, "You know what, dear? I really don't know. My mother always cut the ends off the ham, so I did. Let's call your grandma and see if we can find out, you know, give her a call and see if you can find out the reason why she did it. There must be a reason." And I mean, here you're sitting here thinking, well, is there something wrong with the ends of the ham, or, you know, what's the purpose for doing this? So I mean, her grandmother was still alive, so she calls up her grandmother and says, "Grandma, I'm just wondering, how come you always cut the ends of the Christmas ham off before you cooked it?" And grandma laughs and she says, "Well, dear, that's very simple." She says, "I always ended up buying a ham that was too big for the pan, so I had to cut the ends off it to make it fit." And martial arts tradition is very much like that. People doing things and they have no idea really why they're doing them, or somebody along the line has made it up and is doing it. And growth in the martial arts is also something that many of these old dogs still frown upon. "No, no, you do it this way." Which is fine from a certain standpoint. However, back in the day, there used to be honor in battles and things, even in attacks to some point and degree, there was honor in them. War had rules and people obeyed the rules. Today, nothing is obeyed. And we have created a society that is focused totally around the idea of me, myself, and I. And so someone believes that, you know, to attack you or to hurt you is somehow or another a right of theirs, and they don't care about anything that happens to you, or even anything that in many ways that happens to themselves as a repercussion, or afterwards they scream about their rights and how they're being violated by the police and things. And thus the need for a certain amount of evolution within the arts, right? And the style that I had originally learned, my root art of Hapkido, I found to be very lacking in a lot of things. And so we, as a family, as a business, as a school, we sought information from the best people that we could possibly find to learn from. And therefore, our art evolved. What we teach evolved, and it continues to evolve to this day, Because if you're not going forward, you're going backward. There is really, in life, there is no such thing as standing still. Okay? If you stop, you are being passed. And this is really part of the idea with the DIMMOK project. And that's why it's called the DIMMOK project, because it will continue to evolve. It starts out as an ebook, but there will be, over time, there will be some accompanying video. And right now, I don't really know as of yet exactly where or how far we're going to go with it. My view of DIMMOK purely is based on the idea of the legend of the death touch. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to go over and you're going to touch this guy at this point and he's going to die 72 hours later or something. That's folklore. It's also kind of silly. But delayed death, yes, that is theoretically very possible. But not for the reasons by which people would often think. It's a word I'm looking for here. Is it predictable? No, it is not. Right. At least not to the extent of study that I have done thus far on the subject. So the idea of this book will pick up essentially, if we are going to look at a group of three books that are recent. We have the 15 principles of 15 principles plus one of Kyusho Jitsu, and then we have the principles of the Grandmaster, and the DIMMOK project is above that, and it is above that based on the fact that the information is, yes, it is very advanced, but also it is purely high-end escalation, life and death situations that we are talking about in the book. Not low escalation or middle escalation. What is my basis for the two? Anything with high escalation involves a weapon. If there's a weapon, it's obviously a high escalation life or death situation. Multiple people falls into that category. And also someone uttering a death threat to you during the assault. Right, the words "I'm going to kill you" are accepted in this day and age as having significant meaning, and they are sufficient in most cases, as long as you don't overdo it, to defend your life with lethal force. Now, everything in this DIMMOK project is not lethal force, but it is certainly crippling force. Right. Sometimes I think that's worse. But anyways, that's just a little bit of a rundown on the ideas behind the project and the fact that, yeah, I probably am breaking with some tradition here, even using the name. I could have called it something like High Escalation Kyusho Jitsu too, but I think that the name is worth reviving and having some consideration. I know that there's a lot of... I'm surprised at how often the name is actually used in many, many martial arts of Chinese origin. And at some point in time, I'm going to want to explore those just to see what's going on with those and what their interpretation of the whole thing is. Okay, that's it for today's podcast. You guys have yourselves a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Ciao.